Blog Talk Radio.
Do you have any idea of the chaos you have caused around here? Nobody knows what you're doing.
That's exactly the way I like it.
Yeah. DJ Thought to Rock, you know what I'm saying? Workshop in the building, you know what I'm talking about.
Man.
My man's so icy. This is a Too Cold production, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I said, you're cool for this.
And we're gonna do a little something like this.
For real.
Niggas always trying to find something to argue. But when you ain't around, wanna holler, where are you? Where you been? You still doing it? You thought I'd stop? Cause you don't see my face at all the same spots all the time. I respect a motherfucker's mind. The problem is, motherfuckers don't respect mine. So when I bounce around, I get a whole bunch of shit back. And niggas try to single me out, and I ain't with that. So you can take it back to where the hell you got it. Cause the trill know where some bullshit is being plotted. The tampon been spotted. Now here's the overflow, running down your leg. It's embarrassing, ain't it? Like you posing for a picture with nobody to paint it. So what's understood don't need no motherfucking explaining. Tell me, what's significant about a falsehood? Toting dead weight cause a motherfucker talk good. Or talk bad, sucker sound so sad. Try to instigate the bullshit cause they ass full of shit. Missing Marvin, Sally Sue's and Becky Jones. All you push all guards and all you trampy hoes. Stay stuck, confined to your cut. If you hate on me, I guess a real flip flapping fuck what you say or what the fuck you do, because the bottom line is I am not like you, niggas.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like none of y'all niggas. Fuck what you talk about.
I hope you clowns don't show up late.
For real.
For this rock for Fox Gate.
Hey man, I do this shit for real. You know what I'm talking about? Hip hop for life since 1983 in this regular ass bitch. Fuck y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying?
I'm coming down on you foes. The DJ Sergeant Rock don't give a fuck about you hoes and sucker ass niggas that's trying to keep my name fucked up in the game. Baller blocked me like a bitch and that shit was real lame. Fighting all my style, try to get you some fame, but at the same time trying to block me out the game. Well, the jig's up, nigga, give your gigs up, nigga, cause if I don't fuck with you, I seriously don't fuck with you. Imitation is not the highest form of flattery, so you sucker DJs know not to battle me. And y'all can have your regular ass DJ chump chains, cause I ain't kissing none of y'all ass for a damn thing. Reciprocation allow me to be explained. I'm blowing perp sticks while y'all hoes give me brains. I'ma bring the funk to your face every time. So when I tell the truth, don't cry, don't whine. I never really shine in this bitch, cause suckers always biting off of mine in this bitch. And people trying to fuck over my mind with this shit. The brokest motherfucker on the grind with this shit. I ain't blind to this shit, but everybody pointing fingers at me. And I'm the same motherfucker since 1983. Hip hopping for years and still got it. And still dropping shit while they bitch and cry about it.
Man, I don't understand what the fuck the goddamn problem is, man. Like, man, what's up, man?
I hope you clowns don't show up,
man,
late.
Man, for real.
For this rock for Fox game.
Man, these suckers out here really don't know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers just don't know, bro. Man, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Suckers out here stunting, thinking they better than everybody. But you won't make it, shit, not everybody. Just another sucker hoping somebody likes you. Calling out the coast was more synthetic than Spice, dude. And anybody talking like that is really dumb. How the fuck you gonna get where the fuck your ass come from? Talking all that blowsy ass shit. So you can suck a dinosaur dick round this ragged ass bitch. Is you really from the 228? Talking down about the coast, throwing crosses and shooting plays to other niggas. I bet that's how your ass got pussy to other niggas. Like a sucker nigga. The underground ain't rocking like that. It's trill, wild style, original dope on wax. So don't knock what your ass can't grasp. You black, we all black, and you can kiss our black ass. And keep them tickets that you whooping to yourself. You will push all guard, take your goofy ass somewhere else. If you don't represent the 228, well get your shit and stay the fuck up out the 228. And keep your sorry, sorry ass up out the 228. Cause trill niggas ain't playing, sucker. What the fuck you saying? That ain't nobody better than you. I know kids in kindergarten sound better than you, nigga.
Yo, yo, yo. Sweetie Bird is in the building. Sweetie Bird Central for Monday. Mood music and a little chit-chat. I got Karma with me. What you got going on, sir?
I have nothing going on but you and the music you going to play.
Okay.
What you need to do
up.
Is play
That's
that song again.
What song?
The one they opened
rock.
Up with. Yes.
You like rock song.
That was true.
That was our very own DJ Sergeant Rock, y'all. Five Gate. And y'all make sure y'all check out DJ Sergeant Rock. I wanted to come over here tonight and kind of touch bases with you guys. We got a lot of stuff going on. And Real Talk Roundtable is on a break. You know, we won't start our season 4 up until the 26th. So we're chilling right now and taking a break. But the world is continuing to go on. And I don't know, like, it just seems like our government has just completely fallen apart or something. Like, it's off. It's everything about this to me is off. And it doesn't feel right. And I see where they're sending out a lot of notifications from the FBI warning that these groups, these followers of Trump and other little groups that are connected with him and associated with him are planning to come to all 50 state capitals armed. And we already know that they are uncontrollable, it seems, very animal-like to me. But I just wanted to get some of your thoughts. I know you've been kind of watching the news and kind of keeping up with some of this stuff. What are you thinking right now as far as, because I know the Democrats are talking about, today they introduced their resolution of impeachment for Donald Trump and the incitement of insurrection. So, and they're talking about invoking the 25th Amendment to allow the Vice President, Mike Pence, to become the president for the remainder of this little time that is left. And so this is what they're working on now. I don't know what good this is going to do to impeach him. He actually wouldn't be impeached out of office in time, but I think it will block some things that as far as pardoning himself and a lot of other, things like
most
that.
Definitely
so,
block
anyway,
some
what
things.
Are your thoughts?
And it most definitely blocks some things. Most definitely. First of all, if he get impeached the second time, he can't run for office no more. He can't do nothing in the government.
Right.
So that could be their plan, because they already know he didn't build up over $300 million, and that's just for people giving him money so he can run again in 2025. So this second impeachment, if it goes through, it would guarantee that he can't run for office anymore. So I think that's their plan. It's a good plan, but it's going to cause a whole lot of other chaos going on. Because all of a sudden now, and you can beg my pardon because I ain't a prejudiced dude, but all of a sudden backwards white people are stepping up. I mean, they coming out the woodwork now. Before he was in the backwoods, eating their chicken and their pigs and calming down and only cause trouble when you cross into the woods. Now they coming into the cities. They coming into this man that gave them heart.
But they've been gassed up for 4 years. They've been getting gassed up for 4 years for something great to happen in their favor. And up until this point, like, nothing has really happened in their favor other than their continuous support for a man that has continuously lied to them and turned his back on them at every turn. Like, even in this event right here, he made a statement, this was printed somewhere I saw. I can't remember what news station it was now that I saw that it was printed on. But they were saying that he made a statement saying that that this particular crowd here was, you know, not his crowd. Like, they were low-dressed and not up to par.
Yeah.
What he would like for somebody following him to look like. Basically, you know, throwing a strike at them for the way they were dressed and the way they were looking, like they were low-class people, you know, so...
Yeah.
But you still,
what he was doing? Yeah, well, what he was doing was trying to step away from the situation, but it was too late. He incited it. You, the other guy, Cruz. I can't think of the other guy. All y'all excited at? You told him to go fight. What did you expect?
Yeah,
we got an angry crowd that you've been lying to for the past what, 6 months. He's been lying to him about 6 months, but election is a fraud. He been cheated. They already souped up for a fight. So when you told them to go fight,
mm-hmm.
that's what they did. They marched up on the Capitol and went to fight. And make it so bad,
right.
I'm starting to find out some of them were ex-military. One was a congressman. What else? Oh, yeah, now they looking into the Capitol Police as being part of it, too. So you got a big thing going on. This man, Donald Trump, he's like a modern-day Charlie Manson because everybody's following him. Everybody's listening to every word. So I'm really surprised by how everything's going on because he's been lying, but nobody sees his lie. None of them see his lie. So... now you want to impeach him, you want to incite something that may cause a whole lot more chaos. But I ain't worrying about them coming to my town and walking up the hill with us because we ain't going to stand for this. So if
but
they
I'm
can't in my town, they're going to just...
why wasn't this done before? Like, this could have been done. Like, because I had started researching, like, at the beginning of all of this. Like, what could be done mm-hmm. with this man? Because he was completely off hands then. He was out of control then. I was like, it can't be that there's nothing that can be done. Because from my understanding, you can't arrest a sitting president. Like, he can't be charged with something, you know, being a sitting president, from my understanding. And that could be wrong. It could be some loopholes in that or whatever. But it was,
yeah, loopholes.
Like, it was nothing that could be done about it. So I started reading up on it, and I ran across this where it said that, you know, they could think to the where he could never run, and he could never be in a government office or hold a government office. So I'm thinking at that time, why haven't they done this? Like, what is the hold up on them doing this when they see he is clearly incapable of running this country and keeping it stable, you know, without all this racism and not without all this crap that come behind it. And for me, I feel like he don't give a hoot no more about the racist people that are following him. He don't care about you. He care about the money that you donate to him to allow him to keep existing. He does not care. If you can't see how this man will turn on you, And he can give y'all impeachments and all of that shit and all that right there, but you don't lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lost, like, yeah, like you. What you gonna do after that? After you get impeached and after you come back to the real world, what you gonna work at? Because everybody knows you. Who's gonna hire you? Those are the type of things y'all need to be thinking about before you go running up behind somebody that don't give two flips about you. And that's my personal opinion, but that's just how I feel about it. He doesn't care.
What? He doesn't care about anybody but himself. He always cared about himself. He did a TV show just so he can be on TV. That man don't care about nobody. All he care about, I'm sorry, he do care about that power. All right? He do care about that power. All right? He ain't even caring about the money. It's that power and that statue that he wants. But his statue now, it's going to be really bad because he didn't have this coronavirus going on, which he could have helped. He also then had this riot going on with 5 to 6 people died. This man's hands are dirty, man. And nobody wants to see it. They seen it now. It's at the end. They seen it now. But it's too late. He didn't cause all this chaos.
Right.
What are you going to do now? How are you going to shut that down? You going to bring the military in to shut that down? You might have to. You might have to. They talking civil war.
I mean, do they even want to be involved at this point? You know what I'm saying? Like, you have used them and mishandled them in a way that, you know, they don't even really want to touch this stuff. They don't want to be involved in this stuff. You know, they don't want to be against the American people. I don't believe that they want to be, you know, on our side, fighting against our own. I don't know if they're Americans or not, because they seem to go against everything, you know, American. Because in one breath you say you love the police and you care about the police and Blue Lives Matter, and then you go and storm the Capitol building. And you didn't give two flips about the Blue Lives that day. And then you you tore up government property, you trespassed, you did everything you could do to break the law. And you said that Black Lives Matter movement, you know, this was intolerable. This type of behavior should have the harshest of punishment. And I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that. And that is where the problem lies with me, because I'm not seeing that. These charges that these people are getting, slaps on the wrist, 6 months jail time top, you know, it's really got me upset.
Well, it's like this. Federal charge is a whole different charge. But the state can also come after them with charges too, and that crazy man D.C., she might just come out of her woodwork and come after them too. But thing with Donald Trump, like I said, it's all about power. He ain't got that power. He had people with degrees, high IQs, all following him, talking about the election was a fraud. This man is a cult leader, and we don't even know it. You know, he can sit there with a he can sit out there with a megaphone. He can walk a block and tell them people to follow him. And they will follow him. They will follow him. He's
a
cult leader.
He's
a cult leader. I'm waiting for him to say, go on, drink that purple Kool-Aid and be out your misery. That's what I'm waiting on. And I want to see how many people with degrees and high IQs are going to drink that Kool-Aid. Because this is ridiculous.
Right.
No man to have that kind of influence over that many people. No, man.
No.
It's amazing me how many people voted for him, 72 million, 75 million, something like that. You mean to tell me 75 million people don't have no mind of their own? You've been influenced by this crazy man? And for what? I mean, granted, half of y'all are probably racist, so it don't even matter to y'all. But I'm just looking at it. 75 million people. He has that kind of influence over 75 million people. He can tell them people to do anything they want, that he wants them to do in it. And they will probably do it. That's what's scary. That's the scary thing. That's the scary thing altogether. Because if you look at it, it's like a dictatorship now. All right? He's like a dictator. It's not no democratic country no more.
I mean,
he turned this into a dictatorship.
Every loophole he could find, every loophole he has been able to find, he has used it, and he has gotten through it. And it is shameful. I have never seen America in this state before. She is down very bad, and it's sad to watch. You know, we've always known that racism existed, but it has never been gaslighted and fueled the way that he has done for 4 years. And so he has been calling on a race for a very long time. It didn't just start this week or last week. This has been going on the whole presidency.
It's been going on his 4 years.
And for them to decide to shut down all of the accounts now, it's ridiculous. Why did you even let him run our government from Twitter? That should have never been allowed in the first damn place. That's not what you do business.
Well, it's like you can't stop it because, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of press, that's what that is. That's where that fall in line with. But
yeah,
I ain't
but
never seen a president.
It's different when you hold in a government office. You have certain criteria and certain things that you're not even supposed to talk and discuss on an open format like that.
It should be.
Not in that.
And I agree with you. But the man is crazy. Ain't nobody stop him. Ain't nobody from his organization, his Republican Party, ever came up to him and said, Donald, don't you think you need to get off Twitter? Ain't nobody step up because they're all afraid of him. He got 75 million people behind him. That means if you turn against him in your Republican state, in your political adventure, he going to shut you down. Because he's going to have 5 million people backing. And when they vote, they're going to turn against you. There, you see how quick they turn on Donald Pennis or whatever his name is? I can't even think his first name. But Pennis, the vice president, you see how fast they turn on him? He was behind Donald Trump so much. I thought he was all in Donald Trump's ass smelling the food he was eating before he shitted it out. That man was behind.
People in general do that. Like people in the street, they'll put you up on the highest pedestal, and as soon as they get the first whiff of bad news, they ready to take you to the cross and crucify you. That's people nowadays in general, and I'm quite sure it's been like that since the beginning of time. That's just people. They forget all of the good that a person may have done for that one little, you know, moment of bad. And it's sad that it's like that, but it is what it is. But Mike Pence had a lot of chance to be a stand-up guy and do the right thing and not be bullied. And he didn't do that.
He didn't do that until he knew
for a fact that this man wasn't going to be in office no more. And then he started to worry about his job and position and shit. But beforehand, he was, as well as a lot of other ones.
Yeah, well, they were walking Capitol talk about hanging Mike Pence. I'm like, come on, man, that man was with y'all. Just because he didn't say the lesson was speaking, now y'all don't want to be bothered? Turned on that man.
It's crazy. It is crazy. And the coronavirus, you guys, are rising. The numbers are rising again. And asking everybody to make sure you wear your mask and you know, because it's getting worse, and then they have a new strain, so you have to worry about that too.
Yeah,
so you guys just try to keep your hands clean, wear your mask, and do your hand sanitizer stuff when you
stay out of people's faces.
Yeah, I mean, even like when you pumping your gas and stuff, like, you know. Normal things you do every day, you don't think about sanitizing right afterwards. But those type of things are really spreading this virus with all of the handling of things like the gas pumps and different things we touch behind one another. So we need to make sure at all times that our hands are clean and
like
we're trying to keep each other safe.
That all over.
In Lee County right now where I am, we are at 11,626 cases, but only 79 deaths. And only is 79 deaths is a lot of deaths, but I'm just saying that is the number of deaths versus the cases. In total, it looks like we're at 404,000 cases in the United States.
It's 4,000 cases
right?
of people dying a day. 4,000 cases of people dying a day.
Craziness. That
4,000 people.
Yeah, we gotta do better. We gotta do better, and we gotta get people in office, y'all, that actually care about us and what we have going on in our neighborhood.
And let's not get people in office so you can try to get a $2,000 stimulus tax for you. All right, let's get the people.
Man,
let's get people that
it's
really matter.
It is deeper than that.
It's deeper for some, but it's not so deep for others. A lot of them people want that $2,000. And I admit, they deserve
it. I'm quite sure that they do want it. And they do deserve it because people have been out of work for a long time. I'm saying
you know
$600 is a slap in the face anyway. That's just like a fuck you to me. Especially when I know somebody sitting in the seat just got paid $300 for the day. I mean $3,000 for the day, and you want to tell me that a one-time $2,000 payment is too much? Now that for me was
you can't even get good weed for $600 anymore. Let's go to Vegas.
How far people are behind with bills? $600. What they gonna do with that? Wipe their ass. They damn sure ain't finna pay too many bills and don't even think about getting no groceries or nothing like that. You know, and people will sit around and say, oh, $600 is better than nothing and $600 is better than nothing. See, that's the problem. That's the problem with y'all. Y'all content. Yeah. You're content and you're complacent and you need to get out of that state. You need to get out of
that
state.
That is true.
And stop asking. You need to stop asking and start demanding things from our government that they're supposed to be doing anyway. I mean, it's not like they're not supposed to be doing that. They're supposed to be doing that anyway. So.
Let's see how this Democratic government going to do. All right, they got the power now. They got the House. They got the Senate. They got Congress. Let's see how they're going to do now. Let's see what they are going
to
do for the people.
It's a mess. It's a big-ass mess they got to clean up.
I ain't gonna tell you no lie. You better say your disclaimer real quick, but I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I'm surprised Donald Trump's still alive. I'm surprised ain't nobody.
I'm gonna say my disclaimer on that I would definitely say that. I don't know who's betting on anyone. And that's for me. That's personal. You know, I believe that.
I'm not wishing death on them. I'm just surprised that ain't nobody didn't try.
Yeah. All right.
There's been a lot less for people trying. All right.
Yeah. So I want to pause right here, you guys, and take just a minute. And we're going to listen to just an insert from the Pops movement. BET did a special on finding justice for some of the issues that's going on within the prison system. And I did want to play a little bit of this for you guys, and we're going to come back in just a few minutes. So hang on tight, don't go nowhere.
Thank you so much for tuning in with me. This is your guy, Brother Head, always striving to deliver his best. And I just want to give a big shout out to BET. Man, this weekend, being able to watch Finding Justice was an opportunity like none other. Being able to see that people across society are striving to stop mass incarceration, man, it's a beautiful thing for those of us who are on the inside. I'm still live from Fulton County Jail, what we call Wright Street. And I'm still striving and awaiting justice in my case. I have been waiting right at 9 years now for a motion for new trial hearing. And it was timely filed, but some reason the court lost my case. Some other people have told me that, hey, Brother Hess, I'm sorry, but your case has never been assigned to a judge for over 8.5 years. You just got to accept it. And I'm like, no, that means that my First Amendment right to the court has been violated. means that my right to be able to place my grievance and position what it is that I see evidence grievance before the court has totally been disregarded. That means that my right to be able to have a fast and speedy trial, because doing a motion for new trial, this is still in the trial phase. And so my motion for new trial is a part of the trial that says that I have a right to a fast and speedy trial. So you violated this right as well. And so we're striving to ask society to help us to hold the system accountable. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. You know, when we think about BET coming on and telling us about stopping mass incarceration, ending mass incarceration, you know, I want to talk to you about the truth come from the inside. I've been incarcerated going on 12 years in this case, and I had just previously done over 8.5 years. And, you know, I feel like as a activist, as a committed man who is taking on responsibility to heal within and then show that same healing to others, that I have a viewpoint that may be somewhat valuable to some of you. And so I just ask you to hear me out. When we talk about stopping mass incarceration, I think we need to start freedom from antisocial behavior disorder. See, this is a psychological thing for the most part. How can you end incarceration when a lot of us are going to go out there and do the same things over and over? It's not going to change. We have to change within. And so I'm asking us to be able to see that, yes, you're doing the right thing by fighting these different societal issues. We know that our system is being used as a political springboard, that they're using the incarceration system, they're using the criminal rate, the crime rate, as a springboard to say how good this politician has done. We know that there are economic advancements in the fields of law enforcement, intelligence agencies, court systems, and correctional industries. We know that they're making millions upon billions of dollars through the American so-called justice system. We realize this. We also realize that a fear-based platform is being built for the sensationalism by news networks, security firms, and opportunists. It's a lot that's going on that's very dirty, and it needs dirty hands. But what we're asking you to do is to begin to look at one of the small things that every person can do. And let's begin to reach out to the lives of the prisoners. Because one of the things that helped change me is that somebody began to love me until I learned how to love myself. Somebody began to believe in me as I began to take steps and gain a hope in these strides so that I could obtain a sense of faith in the end. And so now that I'm beginning to feel that faith, see that faith, sleep with that faith, family, I ask that you begin to walk in the direction of those who are incarcerated. Reach back out to them. Show them that you can believe in them. Show them that you can be able to assist them altruistically without expecting a thing in return. Begin to help them see that they are the remedy. They are their own solution. And so we can begin to do this, family, if we work cohesively together. And it's beautiful to fight the system. But I think the biggest thing is fighting a true enemy, and that's what's in the mind. A lot of our people who are incarcerated don't believe in themselves, and so we have to reinforce that belief, that trust, that love, and that's one of the things that's going to end mass incarceration, in my humble observation and experience, not opinion. And so, family, I just look forward to the rest of the shows coming on BET, Finding Justice. I ask y'all to hashtag Finding Justice. Continue to share this video right here so people can see the value of therapeutic environment. We have to build a therapeutic environment mentally and then begin to allow it to flourish around us, especially here inside these walls of prison system, the jail system, and our juvenile justice system. I love y'all very much. I thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back at you live next week. Peace and blessings. Love and
crying out, oh, oh. Cries of pain and change, we need it now,
we need it now,
no justice,
Jones.
One hitter, quitter, one night.
Shout out to daddy, said that I won't let nobody get in the way. No matter what, I know I gotta get to the cake.
Everything is a profit game.
Snipe on that beat.
Pull up on the scene to make a scene. I know everybody, everybody know me. A lot of fine women, some thick ones, some slim ones. So undecided, I can't pick one. Shouty got a big old butt, oh yeah, yo. Find it, but she pat it up, she give them hell. Came alone, left a man at home, I'm like, oh yeah, yo. Baby, I never kiss and tell. I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing little twerk dance all night long. Doing little twerk dance all night long. Doing little twerk dance all night long. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing little twerk dance all night long. Doing little twerk dance all night long. Doing little twerk dance all night long. Slide through the parking lot. Full barrel, full speed with the dual exhaust. Work the graveyard shift, I should be exhausted. Everything that but then I should be a model. Headed to a private party at the rooftop. Totally hit the button, then the roof drop. Memo sauce keep dripping like the fuck. Quick stop, gotta make a bank deposit. Phone keep blowing up, stand at the spot lit. And she just wanna twerk with her ratchet friends. And I'ma just smoke and kick some player shit. And watch her shake her ass in that little dress. Pull up on the scene to make a scene. I know everybody, everybody know me. A lot of fine women, some thick ones, some slim ones. So undecided, I can't pick one. Shouty got a big old butt, oh yeah, yo. Find it for she pat it up, she give him hell. Came alone, left a man at home, I'm like, oh yeah, yo. Baby, I never kiss and tell. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. What's your name? Got a man, never mind it. You eyeing me like I ain't gon' eye back. Your plan D, I shoot a 3 for a heat check. Alert for Gmail, couple thousand from an e-check. Smelling like peaches and cream, rolling ruts and Russian cream. Dance while she drink her hips, move to the beat. Gotta keep it on you when you move through the street. Say she from Decatur, but she move to the city. She wanna dance, but she don't wanna hurt a man's feelings. Yeah,
and I don't kiss and tell. Really, I don't kiss and I don't snitch. So who the fuck I'm telling?
Pull up on the scene to make a scene. I know everybody, everybody know me. A lot of fine women, some thick ones, some slim ones. So undecided, I can't pick one. Shouty got a big old butt. Oh yeah, find it for she patted it up. She give him hell. Came alone, left a man at home. I'm like, oh yeah, baby, I never kiss and tell. See, I don't see nothing wrong with
doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long.
See, I don't see nothing wrong with
doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long.
Yeah, man, this your boy Rebel Day, man. SOG Gang, Stone Life Gang Entertainment. Remember that name, SOG, Rebel Day. That's every day. God damn!
Rubble
day.
Purchase your tracks now.
Rubble day. That's every day, every day. Rubble day. That's every day, every day.
Every day.
Rubble day. That's every day, every day.
Rubble
day. That's every day, every day.
Every day.
Rubble day.
Day.
I came a long way, from my music that's all day.
Day.
Used to be trapping in the hallway when I used to live around MLK. We used to turn away day. I'm jogging through traffic. My swag is untouched, fantastic. I got haters, but I be laughing. Now I'm born alone, coming to a man. This money I be catching. This money I be flashing. Every track I be flashing. My rock gang, yeah, I'm trying to establish. When I was in school, balling with my passion. I'm at a point, she like my fashion. My life was gonna be tragic. I grew up with a couple of savages. SOG be the team. Yeah, I'm drinking on this link. Shooters got a red dot. That's a red fucking beat. Rebel Day on the scene. Yeah, I'm chasing all this green. What's my name?
Rebel Day.
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 That's every day, every day.
Rebel Day.
That's every day,
every day.
Rebel Day. That's every day, every day.
Rebel Day.
That's every day,
every day.
Rebel Day. That's every day, every day. Rebel Day. That's every day, every day. Rebel Day. That's every day,
every day.
Get out the way, cause Rebel Day be around your way. Running your house and running your place. DC where I stay, this music ain't for no play. I asked a little bitch, can I get some play? She said, hold up, wait.
Hold up.
How much did you make? I'm on a whole nother level. Yeah, that paper chase. Throw this money in your face. So you better get out the way, cause every day is a feast day. Pull up in the Beamer, right up in your driveway. I be like, turn up, day.
Turn up.
What's my name?
Rebel Day.
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 What's my name?
Rebel Day. That's every day, every day. Rebel Day. That's every day,
every day.
Rebel Day. That's every day, every day. Rebel Day.
Every day,
that's every day, every day,
every day,
rubble day, that's every day, every day,
every day,
rubble day,
faster than everybody else. What's the very next statistic? But it's no coincidence. See, if it's bad, we gon' get it. The media pushing these numbers, but I don't know that many with it. Tim Murphy felt sick, but he was just losing his mind again. They said he had corona. It was just too many Heinekens with pre-existing conditions and bad food habits. They say you sick, you say I'm not. They say you asymptomatic and gave you stimulus to push this agenda, hoping that you remember when you show up to the polls in November. That's some bullshit. Living in these times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. Uncertain times is getting rough. To make a day to day is getting tough. We need hugs.
Getting crazy out there, man.
Whatever you do.
We need hugs.
Shit crazy out here right now, y'all. We need hugs.
That I need hugs. Thank you.